Quiet, please. Please remain seated if you have a chair. Sir, we will continue with the public questions and we will get to all public questions that have been submitted. Please refrain from interjecting. Can I ask the member of the gallery who's playing the national anthem to please turn that off?
Hey, how dare you tell him to turn that off?
It is considered an interjection in accordance with our governance rules.
Now, guys, we are back with another video for the KC City Council, the land use permit. And, mate, we have finally got a, we've had the meeting. The meeting was on literally last night, and they actually, kindly enough, streamed it for us and posted it on YouTube. So I'm about to play it. We're going to go through it. And I think some people turned up that were rather upset. So guys, again, if you haven't already watched the previous videos, I'll link them right here. We had the very first one that sort of went viral. We had like 200,000 views on that thing. They were trying to stop you working on your car. And then we updated you once again when they took a few cars off a property. And now we're back here again. We've got some more details we will share. And we'll also listen to what KC Council is saying right here. So let's dive in. Let's start this stream. And
welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us for today's first meeting for 2025. I'd like to take the opportunity to welcome so many residents who've joined us today for this meeting. We understand there are a lot of concerns in the community, and we welcome you joining us here today. And also for those online at home who are watching, thank you for joining us. This is our first meeting outside of business hours. Many of you may know that the councillor group, the councillor...
Mate, I would love if they had a camera facing the people, because there's a crowd here. There's a serious crowd. And now obviously the first meeting that they're actually doing it where people can come. Just want to pause for a second because I just noticed it out the corner of my eye. Security. We've got two security guards right there. There were some people here, I guarantee it.
Council here, so welcome to you all. I'll move on to item 1.1, which is our first agenda item, which is our standard statement of acknowledgement of country. Can I please ask for some courtesy?
Mate. I'm going to be honest, completely honest here. I can't stand the welcome to country. I think it's absolute bullshit. Continually just, it's such garbage. They read it all the same. Get rid of it. These guys are speaking their mind. They came down, they're ready to charge. And I think we've all had enough of the welcome to country. Clearly they have.
I ask for some courtesy and respect as we work through our agenda. I will not proceed until there is quiet in the room. This meeting will not proceed if there are continual interjections. The City of Casey proudly acknowledges the traditional owners, Casey's Aboriginal communities, and their rich culture, and pays respects to their elders past, present, and future. We acknowledge Aboriginal people as Australia's first peoples and as the traditional owners and custodians of the land of which we work and live. Quiet, please.
Man, it's comical. He's sounding like a teacher, at school, isn't he? But it's like, man, I'm just going to say it how it is. I am so sick of Welcome to Country, and he is literally just reading word for word what every other counselor will read, what every flight that touches down, every footy game, every whatever, ABC garbage. It's all crap, and we really need to stop this glorifying Aboriginals. Like, that makes a two-tier system, and then people don't like them because they're getting special treatment. Make them all the same. We're all Aussie. Everyone can be the same. It's clown world. Anyways.
We have an agenda to follow. We have formal business that will follow that. Item 1.2, reading of the council's diversity statement. The City of Casey is home to remarkable diversity with many cultures, languages, faiths, and communities of worship. ages, LGBTQI plus identities, and landscapes together forming our rich and dynamic community story.
Mate, you boys, I swear, holding it down with the W. Mate, get rid of this DEI garbage. LGBTQ plus QI garbage, mate. Seriously, we don't need to talk about this nonsense. We're here for real issues. And again, we're over the woke garbage. I think everybody in Oz now has had enough. They've had a gutful of this woke crap. And you can see it at this meeting. People are vividly showing their emotions, and I give them credit.
I wanted to take a moment on behalf of our councillors to address a few important topics that we know have been of concern in our community.
Here we go.
Firstly, I'd like to speak about the local laws and permits for private property. I know this has raised many questions across our community, and I want to assure you that myself and my fellow councillors have heard your concerns, and we are taking them seriously. Over the past few weeks, we've had the opportunity to meet with many, many residents and local community groups about this topic. On behalf of all the councillors, I want to acknowledge that the lack of information on the council's website contributed to a lot of confusion in our community and amongst our newly elected councillors. In response, we immediately asked officers to review the content and improve the clarity of the information, making it easier to understand and access. Yes, this did take several attempts, but councillors wanted to be sure that the information on the website was clear and accurate and was acceptable for our community. My fellow councillors and I have now also been briefed comprehensively by officers on the background and the intent of the Casey Community Local Law, as well as the purpose of the permits. I want to reassure the community that local law permits are common across Victorian councils and are not unique to Casey. They are only issued when it is absolutely necessary. Typically, when complaints are made, please allow me to finish, when complaints are made regarding the local amenity, safety and well-being. Since 2023, only 20 permits have been issued. And the feedback that I've received in the many, many conversations that I've had with residents, as well as my fellow councillors, indicates that these were necessary and effective. 16 of those 20 permits relate to long and oversized vehicles being parked in residential property. This has an effect on the amenity. And the permits on the amenity of the local community, and the permits from the people I've spoken to, have been deemed necessary and appropriate in maintaining that. To this end, with only 20 permits issued, I ask for quiet, please, and I'll finish my statement. To this end, with only 20 permits issued, Council has received a total of $8,000 in revenue from private land use permits over the last 18 months. This shows this is not a revenue-raising exercise, as has been suggested. Each year,
They're getting rowdy, man. Hey, if I was a Casey, if I lived in Casey Council, I would be getting pretty pissed off as well. I'm not going to lie. And let's remember, this area in Victoria, it's like southeast of Melbourne. It's pretty rural. Like, there are a lot of people that have big properties out in Casey. And, yeah, this is, again, fact-checking as well. These guys were in administration. It's only recently that this mayor, who's leading the conversation, has come in. So he's only really just been elected. And I believe before that, the whole council was like in administration. So again, to say that there was only 20 permits done when they were in administration, that could just be because no one was really there and doing what they were going to do. Now, who knows what they're going to do with these permits? I think they're walking on eggshells, though, at the moment. Let's continue.
Please remain seated. Please remain quiet and allow me to finish my statement.
Oh, this is too good. This is juicy, man.
Each year, council receives. Each year, council receives around 10,000 complaints related to local amenity. This is not an opportunity for interjections. There is a public question time which will follow, which will answer questions raised by residents. Please refrain from interjections. I will now continue. Through my many conversations that I've had with residents since being elected, it is clear to me that maintaining the character and the tidiness of our neighbourhoods is a top priority for our community. Our local laws are an important tool to help protect the character, and they also align with practices in other councils. I also want to address the recent online discussions and media coverage regarding a property in Hampton Park, where several unregistered vehicles were removed. I know that this has led to a number of residents joining us here tonight.
Big time.
After seeing some information, please allow me to continue.
They've had a gutful.
I will continue. After seeing information being shared online, we raised with officers to find out what actually occurred.
Oh, security.
Please refrain. I will finish my statement.
They've had a gutful, mate.
Please be quiet.
Just on that note, if you need security for your council meetings, clearly you guys are not running it effectively. That's just my two cents. If you can't keep the majority of the people happy, you got a problem. And clearly there's a lot of upset people here.
This is a public meeting. There will be an opportunity for public questions next. It's important to note, this was a situation where council received complaints from the local community about local amenity. The owner of the vehicles... Please allow me to continue. Please show the courtesy and respect to those fellow residents who've joined us today.
The councillors legitimately, some of them look scared for their life right now. I'm not even joking. Like, oh my goodness.
Thank you. I will continue. The owner of the vehicles was storing items on a neighbouring property without permission and without authority of the property owner. I will continue.
They're calling that out.
Council has been in touch with the property owners, who are a local church and who have owned the property since 2015. The property owners confirmed no lease arrangements are in place with the neighbouring properties to store cars or boats, trailers or shipping containers. Officers have placed further background on the council website about this situation, and I encourage the community to view this updated information.
So there's no lease, according to the property owners, but we have footage of Seven News going to the property, and apparently they said there was a lease. Have a look for yourself.
There's a gate with a padlock and a private property sign.
I'm pretty disgusted. Like, we always worry that because of what we got here, maybe criminals might come and steal from us, but who would have thought it'd be the council?
But that wasn't enough to deter Casey Council, accused of trespassing onto the Trah family's rear block to seize three of their cars with no warning.
I would be calling on both the Victorian Ombudsman and the local government minister to urgently open an inquiry into the abuse of power.
Casey Council has admitted to taking the cars but denies any trespass, stating the owner of the unregistered vehicles was found to be storing items on land that they were not the owners of and did not have the authority to use. But Seven News has confirmed it is the Trah's land with one clear condition.
A 99-year lease of the 5,000 square metre of land at the rear of the property for a total sum of $1.
They say council served them one notice to remove some of the cars late last year or fork out hundreds for permits to keep them. The Trares asked to see the authorising paperwork as the council officers were seizing their cars, only to be told they didn't have it and the documents would be sent by post. 4 days on and nothing.
I don't understand how they've got the power to do this.
The next thing now, I guess, would be to seek legal advice.
Christy Mayer, 7 News.
Now, again, there obviously is many factors here. We still don't have concrete evidence from either side, but let's continue with the meeting.
On that note, I understand we have quite a few public questions this evening on these topics that I've just mentioned and also on others. We look forward to hearing these questions as a councillor group, addressing the issues that are important to residents. And I'll now hand over to our acting CEO, Steve Coldham, to begin the public questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. So this evening we've got about 63 questions. So we ask for your patience as we work through answering each of those.
Can I remind residents that this public question time is for residents who have submitted public questions prior to the meeting to be addressed at the meeting. It is not an opportunity for interjections, dialogue, or a conversation or debate. It is an opportunity for questions to be answered. Ms. Bednar. We will be answering every question that has been submitted.
They are not happy.
Quiet, please. Due to the continual interjections, I ask the public gallery to cease interjecting, to remain silent during the council meeting. This is a requirement under Clause 77 of our governance rules. If the gallery does not remain silent, I will have no other choice but to adjourn the meeting.
The next question is from Tammy Robertson. Are the people that are authorising for cars to be illegally removed from private property without documentation going to face disciplinary action and be criminally investigated for theft or trespassing? This will be answered by Mr. Paddy.
Local laws officers are authorised under the Local Government Act 1989. Section 224 of the Local Government Act 1989 states that an authorised officer...
Mr. Paddy, just please pause. Can we please get some quiet? Allow the response to be made by Mr. Paddy.
Look at these guys. They're trying to pull out all these 1989 law, subsection 12, 39B clause. Mate, these guys have lost the plot. And I'm actually getting sick of listening to them. They've lost the plot.
Can you start from the top, please, Mr. Paddy?
Local laws officers are authorised under the Local Government Act 1989. Section 224 of the Local Government Act 1989 states that an authorised officer may enter any land or building in the municipal district at any reasonable time to carry out and enforce this or any other act or any regulation or local law. This means that a local laws officer...
I remind the gallery to be courteous and respectful and allow public questions to be answered.
Oh, these dogs.
This means that a local laws officer can enter private land to investigate any breach of the Casey Community Law... 2023.
Good on them. Good on these citizens. How disgusting, though, is it that the fact you got your elected mayor, all your councillors are all up there in their suits, and they're basically reading and telling you, no, we can come on your private land anytime we want, check out whatever we want, and do whatever the hell we want. That's essentially what he's saying, because subsection 12 of the 1989 class of this, and like, man, these guys can't read the room, they can't read what the council, like, citizens actually want. And again, just on the whole notion of this, it's like they get the questions and then they completely write a script, double check it all. Why can't we just have a thing where the mayor is actually a good leader? He can actually handle situations, manage frustration, stress, criticism, and ask questions, like answer questions live. Somebody's there, wants to ask him a question, let them answer. Like, let them have an opportunity face to face to see what you're actually going to respond. That's what I would want to see. I don't want to see any of these garbage pre-written answers that are just nothing. They're really like nothing answers.
If the gallery continues to be disorderly and abusive, I will have to end the meeting. Please be quiet.
Let me remind you guys, the city of Casey is a Category 4 council. There is like 360,000 people in that council, like in terms of citizens. And that means that mayor, that weasel guy telling everyone to be quiet, he is legitimately getting paid $277,000 from the residents. So he is making well over $250,000 a year to sit there in his chair with his microphone and tell you guys we can send public officers onto your land whenever we want. And there's nothing you can do about it. And he's trying to sit there and tell everyone to be quiet or I'm going to end the meeting. Mate, you better be careful because your entire career is about to get ended. If I was living there, that guy absolutely would never get my vote. I'll tell you what, just from his attitude alone, I understand there's frustration, there's tensions, but he is doing a terrible job at appeasing the people who are there, and they want to hear some better things than what they're getting told, and he is just not delivering. Weasel.
The next question from Trav Leah is, if we were to have three or more unregistered cars on my property without a permit, possibly causing a nuisance to neighbours with noise and dust, how does having a permit stop it from being a nuisance? Thank you, Mr. Paddy.
Facts. There's a real question.
A local law permit creates safeguards to neighbours to limit or mitigate any possible nuisance that may be associated with that activity. Conditions may include where vehicles are stored on a property or what time of day activities can be conducted. For example, a permit may state that an activity cannot commence before 7 a.m. and after 8 p.m., limiting the negative impact on surrounding neighbours. I'll just acknowledge that the next few questions that we received are similar in nature, so some of the responses are actually going to be similar as well. So you are able to keep two unregistered vehicles on private land without a local law permit. As mentioned before, holders of a Vic Roads Club permit for veteran, vintage and classic cars do not require a local law permit. This will be repetitious, but local
Sorry, laws... Sorry, quiet. Can we please get some quiet? Allow the response to be made. We need to remember... These questions come from residents who are present today and would like to have their response heard. Quiet, please.
As I stated, there's some repetition in the responses given the nature of the questions being the same. Local laws officers are authorised under Local Government Act 1989. Section 224 of the Local Government Act states that...
Sorry, we'll just get a pause there, Mr. Paddy. Understand the interjection. Have we got an update on the live feed? Is that... We're just checking. One moment, we're getting clarification.
An authorised officer.
Casey can't afford a permit to repair their car. Will council provide a workspace free of charge?
This response has been shared previously as part of a similar question. A member of the community simply working on their car, tinkering or maintaining their vehicle on their own...
Use passion or hobby in the automotive...
...unregistered cars on your property.
Before we move on to officer reports, I just wanted to give people an opportunity. If they do wish to vacate their seat because their question has been answered, they are welcome to do so now. Before we move on to officer reports, which will occur at item 5 of the agenda. All questions have been answered, as far as I'm aware. 60 questions. All questions have been answered. They were checked upon arrival against people's names. All questions that have been submitted will receive a response and it will be in the minutes. And all those who are in attendance today have been read. I'll now move on to item 5, officers' reports. There are 4 officer reports this evening in open council. All questions have been answered. All questions have been answered.
They are not happy.
Item 5.1.
Oh, there he is.
I ask for quiet in the gallery, please.
Love it. We need more brave citizens like this to tell these guys, these slime balls, it's not okay. Not doing good enough. Not good enough. Not good enough.
All questions received that met the governance rules were responded to at the meeting today. The 3 questions that weren't responded to will receive an email. Before we move on to officer reports, I ask for the gallery to be quiet. If we continue to have interjections, we will have to adjourn the meeting. Under clause 79 of the City of Casey governance rules, I'm adjourning this meeting for 10 minutes.
You
dog.
The council
meeting will resume at 7:35. Will all councillors and staff vacate the council chamber for 10 minutes?
Cowards. Cowards. That's all I got to say. Proper cowards. City of Casey, please stand by. Let me just tell you guys, again, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this shit out. You got angry mobs rocking up to your council meetings. You guys are not running it right. I don't care what you say. And yeah, the fact you got to have security present countless times interact. Now you got to pause the entire meeting. Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Let's see if they actually did resume. Okay, so they're walking back.
A reminder to the gallery that we are here to conduct a meeting. We have completed the public question time and we're now going on to conduct our formal business as per the agenda. If there are continued interjections, then we will have to adjourn the meeting again to another time. Please, to the members of the gallery, please don't interject. Councillor Walter, you have the floor. Please show some respect to your councillors as they speak to this motion. To the gallery, this is the final warning. If we don't have quiet, we will have to adjourn the meeting. I ask for quiet, please. Under clause 79 of the City of Casey governance rules, I'm adjourning this meeting tonight and it will resume at a date to be determined. Will all councillors and staff vacate the council chamber?
There it is. There it is, guys. The council meeting was adjourned. Incomplete. So they're, meant to have another round at this. And again, let me just... What kind of morons are these guys? Like, the council that I just witnessed there was so disrespectful in terms of what the residents are upset about, so disrespectful in terms of actually listening and sounding like they're caring about the ratepayers that pay their extraordinarily high wages. And again, just repeated threats of, we're going to stop this meeting, stop talking to us, you know, you got to email us your question, that's the only way we answer. This is just low life stuff. And if you can't go to your local council meeting, stand up in front of everyone and ask a question and get an answer directly from who's in charge, well, then they're not really in charge, are they? Because they are just vetting the questions, they're vetting the answers, and they're just giving you a bunch of garbage. That's what I got out of that entire debacle of a meeting. And look, I'm not going to say that going to council meetings and swearing at everyone and, you know, causing a ruckus is the right thing, but clearly there is a huge uproar over this, and for good enough reason, I believe. And the fact that the council is doing such a terrible job. Again, this mayor was just elected. He is on $277,000 a year as per the Victoria Council category section. He absolutely should be able to control this situation, stand up, answer questions. You know, his team should be there to back him up. And instead, he is basically just dribbling garbage off of a piece of paper, telling his cronies to read off already pre-written statements. And they're not even looking people in the eyes. They're just staring down at their paper, trying to read into a microphone. And we're supposed to be paying these guys and saying they're capable of running our local area? Not good enough. Absolutely not good enough. And I think a lot of people, if anything, this is going to make them even angrier. And yeah, that's terrible. This is clown world. Casey, you're absolute clowns. I don't care what anyone says. That was a debacle. That was an absolute piss take. And I think next election, you're all going to be out. So it's going to be interesting. We're going to stay on top of this. Again, I don't have all the answers for you, but I'm just bringing what I'm seeing. And God, I'm just glad I do not live in that council. But hey, we got to make awareness of this, because if they get away with it, somebody else will get away with it. And eventually it'll be coming to a council near you. So let's stay on top of these dogs. And again, like the video, share the video, subscribe if you enjoyed it. And we'll see you guys on that next video.